This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Afghan forces say they have killed the Taliban mastermind of a suicide car bomb attack that left at least 30 security personnel dead, officials said Monday. Hamza Wazratani was killed in an airstrike overnight in the eastern province of Ghazni, where the bombers struck an Afghan military base Sunday. The Afghan Defense Ministry released a statement saying they also killed seven other terrorists. Sunday's attack was one of the deadliest in months, targeting government forces in Afghanistan, where violence has surged since the start of peace talks between President Ashraf Ghani's administration and the Taliban in Qatar. No group has claimed the attack. The Taliban often do not comment on deadly attacks they are accused of carrying out. Iran held a funeral service Monday for nuclear scientist Mohsen Fakhrizadeh, whose killing Friday has drawn threats of retaliation from Iranian leaders. The defense minister said at the service, Fakhrizadeh's death would make Iranians more united and determined, and that the country would continue his work, quote, with more speed and more power, end quote. Meanwhile, a top Iranian official said Monday Fakhrizadeh was killed in a new type of, quote, complex operation, blaming arch foe Israel and an exiled opposition group. The secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council told state TV the operation used, quote, electronic equipment and no one was present at the scene, end quote. Britain's foreign minister says his country and the European Union are heading into a very significant week as talks over a trade deal enter their final days with serious differences yet to be resolved. The EU's negotiator told reporters in London that work continues as both sides look for a deal to prevent disruption to almost $1 trillion of trade at the end of December. This is VOA News.